Chapter 2. How to Anticipate and Easily Eliminate Stalls and Objections. You've worked hard to secure the appointment with your prospect. You prepared. Maybe you listened to a pep talk CD in the car on the way to the appointment. You delivered a virtuoso presentation. But just as you get ready to pop the closing question and get his John Hancock on the dotted line, he whips out an objection. Now the ping-pong game begins. He tosses out an objection, you answer, he comes up with a stall, you overcome it, back and forth, back and forth. The first thing you should know about stalls and objections is that, in most cases, they shouldn't occur at all. If you do encounter them frequently, it signals fundamental weaknesses in one of three areas: prospecting, positioning, or presenting. Let's set that aside for the moment, though, and talk about the actual handling of objections when they do occur. There's an old medical joke. The patient says, "Doctor, it hurts like hell when I do this." And the doctor says, "Well, don't do that." This is the first part of my prescription for handling objections. Stop giving back the same answers. They're not working for you, so put them away and forget about them. You need new, different, and better responses that you can have confidence in. I suggest the following. 1. Corral two or three of the most successful salespeople you know and trade them with the best steak dinner in town for picking their brain to learn how they respond to objections. Get your ego out of the way and seek information from these top performers. 2. Pick a prospect or two or three that you've met with previously. Go back, make it clear to them that you're not trying to sell them anything, only to learn, and talk with them about the objections they raised, why they raised them, why they were not responsive. Try to learn something new. A woman entrepreneur.